The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. And hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Zaino Namada, which is Namada Ahmed. Inshallah, you well, and inshallah, you guys enjoy this week's episode. Daily with Namada is a weekly chat show where we discuss a variety of topics of aim at all ages, as for everyone. It's an exclusive show where You're amazing, and this is a weekly show as well. Comes out every Sunday afternoon slash evening, and I'm sure you guys enjoy it. So this week I'll be discussing, I've got some tips on like exam stress slash exams in general, as I know GCSE starts tomorrow, the 16th of May. I know most people starting on the 16th of May, until I believe 20 something of June, I believe. So yeah, I've got some tips and just a bit of my experience about that. And we'll be continuing on the series on 99 names of Father's Mandela's Dwarves. No. 99 names of Father's Mandela's Meanings. Quran Hadith series. So ensure you guys enjoy it and let's come with the episode. So it's time for the 99 names of Allah's Mandala's Meanings, Quran and Hadith section. This week we're looking at Al-Gar, which is the all prevailing one. The dominant, the one who has the power and not unable over anything. Al-Gahar is the 15th name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the one who prevails over all creation. The universe runs according to the Lord, laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the dominant, the master of all, and is victorious over all opposite. So from the mention of the Quran and Hadith, from the letters QHR, which is signified by to overcome, conquer, to overpower, master to dominate over, prevail to subjugate, to compare against one wish. It will be on the day of judgment when he replace by another earth and heavens as well, and all creations will come out before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one, the prevailing. That's from the Quran 14:48. All my two companions of prison are separate lords, better all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the prevailing. That's from the Quran 12:39. Oh, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am only a warner, and there is not any denier except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the revealing. 38:65. The day they come from nothing concerning, they will be concealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To those belongs all salvation this day, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the prevailing. That's from the Quran 40:16. The last one, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intention to take a son, he will choose through what he has created, wherever he wills. Exalted he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the prevailing. That's from the Quran 39:4. So next week, Jazakallah for listening as always. Next week we're looking at Al-Wahhab. And yeah, stay tuned to listen to more of the series next week, inshallah. So now I'm going to play you guys a nod this week, which is Garam Ya Nabi, this version is sang by Hamza Khan, and I believe this is a recent one. I think it only came out on the 14th of May 2022. So ensure you guys enjoy it, and after break I'll be just giving you like tips slash my experience, like bit my experience as well as like a few tips I've got for those who are doing GCSEs over the next couple of weeks or any exam really. This applies to any exam, and ensure you guys enjoy the outbreak.
करम या नबी देखूं हरम या नबी अर्ज खुदारा मेरी सुन लीजे लीजे तेरा दर दूर है जाना भी जरूर है हाजरी के लिए मुझे चुन लीजे लीजे आका कर्म कमा तो जल्द तैबा बुला लो यही दिल की है सदा अपना रोजा दिखा हसरत दिल की मिटा दर की दीद करो या मुस्तफा कर दो करम या नबी देखो हरम या नबी अर्ज खुदारा मेरी कब से एक बार मुझको तैबा तो दिखा दे रोती हैं आंखें मेरी आका याद में तेरी पूरी कर दो मेरी इल्तिजा कर दो करम या नबी देखो हरम या नबी अर्ज खुदारा मेरी हर बार जो है जाते एक बार मुझको तैबा बोलवाए आका फहरिस्त में लिख दे नाम मेरा मैं भी चूमूं तेरा रोजा अपना रोजा दिखा हसरत दिल की मिटा दर की दीद करो या मुस्तफा कर दो करम या नबी देखो हरम या नबी अर्ज खुदारा मेरी सुन लीजिए
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namana with your host Namana Ahmed. Inshallah, you guys enjoy Gadu Gamar Ya Nabi by Hamza Khan. And let's go on with me talking about exam tips stuff. So number one, I've got like 10 tips by the way for you wondering. So number one, get some sleep. Like, you're probably thinking, oh, why get some sleep? If you feel anxious, you're going to find yourself harder to sleep. So, don't, like, if you're studying, don't spend it all night doing it. Like, do a couple hours, like, do small chunks with breaks. But don't just do all-nighters, because if you do all-nighters, you're not going to get any sleep, and you'll feel tired, and you're not going to have that motivation to do the exam, and you're not going to do well. So just try and get some sleep. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep if you can. Like, that's how you're going to, like, less anger, let's say that. Don't avoid tips that you dislike. If you're having problems, like if you there's a subject that you don't like, don't ignore that for too long, because then, because eventually you need to do that exam anyway, and even after, even if you pass it, you don't need to do that subject anymore. So for example, if you don't like Spanish, for example, do the exam, like once you pass it, like do revision and then do the exam, and if you pass it, that's awesome. You don't have to do Spanish ever again. So that's just an example. But yeah, maybe change your scenery. So like if you've been working downstairs in the kitchen, maybe go to the front room. Or if you're doing by your bedroom, come downstairs. Those sort of things will help you. Number three, feel yourself. Effectively. So don't just like eat junk food. Don't like eat chocolates and all that. Like yes, people may have a... don't have it all the time. Have like blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, avocado, those sort of things, like that will help you with memory. And don't have too much of caffeine, because that will make you sleepy. Number four, fix your mind and body. So just try to do some exercise, whether it's yoga, walking around the block, doing press ups. Even just control your mental health as well. Do some yoga, Zumba, exercise, like calming exercise. We'll do the trick. Number five, avoid negative vibes. So don't like listen to people who may say, oh, I'm too stressed for this exam, those sort of things. If you're getting people who are saying that, just take the negativity out of your life. That's what I would do, because I ignore any haters out there. Because yes, exams may be tough. Yes, exams can be tough. But if you believe in yourself and you put your trust into that, you will do amazingly. Just if you're not aiming, just like, if you're not aiming like 9s, for example, just aim to pass. And if, for example, if you didn't pass the maths, for example, or if you think you're not going to pass maths, you can always retake it in college, for example, or in sixth form, because I know people retake English and maths. And myself, I didn't pass English 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago, like I had a 3 in English when I was in year 11. But then last year, so my first year in college, while I was studying the level 2 early years, or childcare, I was retaking my GCSE English, for example. And I managed to somehow bug my grade into a 5. For those who know, right, a 3 is a D, and then a 5 is like a higher pass. So 4 is a pass, but 5 is like the parent pass. That's what I'm gonna say. It's a bit hard to explain, but, and then a 6 is a B. So you're between a C and a B. So I say parent pass, because 4 is like a children pass. Don't get me on that. I that's my best explanation for that. I believe it's number 6. Yeah, number 6. Scheduling for a treat. Having something other than a single exam, like... No. Having something like... Have something other than an exam. Like, yes, you got an exam, but have a treat afterwards. So, do you like... So, book something after the exams. Like, I know trips late... June, July, they're really cheap. I say cheap. Yeah, I mean, there could be, I don't know. I heard the sheep, but don't quote me on that. But just like plan something, like even what you plan for some holidays, that longer summer holidays will do the trick. Number seven, I believe. Planning your time. So, like I said previously, you don't want to fail. Like, yes, you're probably thinking, oh, what's the point? Like, exams are here, there's no point planning. I know people doing lastminute.com revision. I'm not saying you, but I heard that. But honestly, do little baby steps. If you've been revising all the time, that's great. Do like tidy up challenges. So, like, get an exam paper, do 5 questions or 10 questions, and then go over it with like someone. Do a topic exam question on that, a few of them, then go back to the exam question, see if you can make any changes in that, and you will see in a different color and like see what you went wrong. That usually help. Make a schedule, so like, so don't do ex with revision, don't do exam, don't do. I'm gonna start that sentence again. When you do your revision timetable, don't put the subjects that you're doing in school for on that day. So, for example, if you got maths, English, science, health and social care, and Spanish on that day, don't put any of those. I mean, if you want to put one from that day into your revision and then just put some other subjects, then that's understandable. But you don't want to get bored doing that subject in school and then have to do a revision at home on the same day, if you know what I mean. Number eight. Yeah, number eight. Which is avoiding your phone. Yes, it can be hard avoiding your phone at times and looking at social media and YouTube and all that. But seriously, put your phone away. Put it in a safe place. Give it to your parents. And then you can knuckle down and do your revision and classes. And then during your breaks and all that, possibly you can use your phone. But it's really up to your parents. So yeah. Number nine, practice, practice, practice. Practice makes progress at the end of the day. Like athletes don't win gold and didn't practice. They practice all the time. So do af do like athlete do like practice where you're doing like exam practice, so then you still got the knowledge, like you can go over the knowledge. So like, for example, if you got an English question wrong, like I don't know, write a short story, for example. If you don't know how to do that, go on Mr. Proof, I think that's it, or some English YouTuber. There's loads of them out there. Type on YouTube, question 5, paper 2, question 5, revision, and it'll come up with loads of help. And that's how you're gonna, and just keep doing that, and it'll help you so much. And the last one. Take breaks. I know I just said that before, but honestly, take breaks if you can. If you're really struggling at one day, if you're really struggling, like mentally, and your health is not really good, take that as a mental health day off of revision and do something that you love, because that will improve your health and ability to revise. Like, don't take it like every single day, like maybe like when you need it, like maybe once a week, so then you get that day of nourish and relaxation, if you know what I mean, and just feels good to yourself and all that. And don't study all night as well, don't do all nighters as well. And just a like final message, remember, whatever grade that you have on that paper don't define you whatsoever. Literally, do not define you whatsoever. Stay awesome. Make sure to have everything that you have the night before. So make sure you pack your bag. So what you need, if you know what exam you need, make sure to have your exam timetable on there, so you know which exam to do it, which day, and the room and all that. And then you can take it off once you've done that exam. That's what I do, personally. I have my vision timetable with a plan and all that, and anything I need on that day, like subject-wise. But seriously, you're going to do amazing. This, you lot are probably like the first year since COVID come. Like, I technically didn't do my GCSEs, but I did last year, sort of. So you guys are like the proper thing. And you all do amazingly. Keep being awesome. Keep being strong. And JazakAllah for listening as always. I hope this has helped you so much and benefit. And don't be nervous. Don't stress about it. It's just... I know exams are not for everyone. It wasn't for me. Exams was not for me whatsoever. But you got so much ahead of you and they don't define you whatsoever. So JazakAllah for listening. Ensure you guys enjoy it. Till next week. You hear more of me next week. And until then, I love this and peace out for now. Bye.
The line, I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Ah, 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 ah.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late?